So, the first phrase again says, make a joyful noise. The second says, serve the Lord with gladness. And what happens when we do this? Well, one thing, the doldrums lift. Well, however we came, feeling down, feeling distracted, feeling depressed, that lifts from us. When we come in discouraged, we tend to bounce back out of that discouragement and into more a sense of confidence, you know, of who the Lord is and what he's doing for us. When we're downcast, we tend to regroup. We might share that with someone else. You know, we can receive prayer for that. When we gather to praise the Lord or just the Lord himself. You know, I have seen people physically healed, not because anyone laid hands on them or not because they were anointed or not because they even went to anybody and asked, but because they entered into the presence of the Lord through praise and worship. And God tells us that he dwells in the praises of his people. So when we praise him, he is present. He is here. He's here. And when we share his word and talk about his word and teach you in his word and bring forth his word, he is here because he is the word made flesh. You know, we say, well, his presence to us, and he is through the celebration of the Eucharist. But that's not the only way and the only time he's present to us. He's present to us through praise and worship, the scriptures tell us. He's present to us where two or more are gathered. He's present to us in his word because he is the word made flesh. So all those ways he's present to us. All of these things happen. Praise is meant to be pleasurable and it's meant to be powerful. That's why when we praise the Lord and then we stop for a little bit and we have quiet time, that's why his word comes forth so richly to us. We experienced that this morning. You know, we heard people share about like vision that they saw. We heard prophecy shared. We heard scripture shared. And his speaking to us because he's here. So whenever we praise and worship the Lord, we should expect to hear him. You know, we don't praise and worship the Lord and not hear him. He is not a silent God. He's a God who wants to speak to us and speak to our hearts. When we gather with people that we love, we don't just sit there in silence, do we? We talk to them. We share how we are and what's going on, and we share with one another and expect them to share back with us. Well, it's the same way with Jesus. We come, we worship him. We tell him how much we love him. We tell him how we are and what's going on in our life, and we bring that before him to praise and worship. He is going to respond, no doubt about it. That's why it's important, and I think this we did this so beautifully this morning, it's important to be ready to share what he's saying, because that's the time that should happen. Now, that's not the only way that he talks to us, I'm sure, that some of you received words from him in your heart when we were praising and worshiping him. And when you get that sense of what he's saying, you feel that that's really for you because it's something you've been praying about, it's been something that you're dealing with, write that down. Jot it down because you'll forget it. You know, I know so many times, you know, I've heard the Lord say something and I think, oh, I'll never forget that. But what happens is, life happens, things happen, other things come into your mind, and you do forget it. So if when you're praising the Lord, if you feel the Lord's telling you something, you know, be loose, be relaxed in your praise. I mean, you don't just have to stand there. You get a word, you know, jot it down. Write it down. That's important. I mean, if Jesus walked in here and he said something to you, he'd say, Carolyn, this is what I want to tell you today. I think you'd remember it, you'd write it down, I won't forget this. What was that you said? No, I didn't get that down right. We're going to get it right. That's right. And so it's just as real when he speaks. The problem is oftentimes we don't have the confidence in ourselves. Is that really the Lord? Is that me? Is that, you know, we go back and forth, and by the time you go back and forth, you lost it. It's gone. Have confidence. You've asked for the Holy Spirit to come into your heart. When you ask, you receive. Have confidence that what you're hearing is the Lord. You know, have faith in that. Have faith in what he's doing in you and through you. Have faith that you can hear his voice. Somebody else does not have to hear it for you. Is that a busy? You might have to write that one down. But no, oftentimes people think that. You know, it's like, well, somebody else tells me that that's what the Lord's saying. I got it. That's what it's saying. But if I hear it, I'm not so sure. That might be what I want to hear. You know, it might be just the flesh. That could be. And so we don't take it seriously. Now, I'm not saying that we don't discern, and certainly the word should be consistent with the scriptures, and, you know, but all that said, I think we need to have confidence that the Lord is speaking to us, that he wants to speak. He's our Father. He wants to speak, just like we have kids and we want to talk to them. Sometimes they might not want to communicate, but we try, don't we? We try to build up communication, and we want to keep in touch, and we want to hear from them, and we want to talk to them. And so here's our habit. If we want to do that, how much more does he, who loves us with perfect love? So, you know, have confidence in that when we're praising, or when you're praying, or you might be driving to work, or you might be looking at the beauty of nature, and the Lord may say something to you, have confidence that he is speaking with you, because he loves you. And he dwells in you through the power of the Spirit. All the more when we gather in situations like this morning, I think because, I know for me, it's easier for me to hear the Lord, and I feel like I hear him more fully or more often when I'm gathered with other people than when I'm by myself. Because I think it's meant to be that way. Because we're meant to be interdependent. We're meant to be a body that the Lord is forming. And so there's power then in the two or more. Look how many times he says that. Or two or more gather, there I am in your midst. Or two or more agree on anything whatsoever. In accordance with my word, it is granted in heaven. The two or more. And so we're going to get a fuller sense of this. You know, at least that's my personal experience. So it's a real gift when we're able to gather and hear the Lord in this way. You know, and I think hearing the praise of people around us builds up our own praise. When we hear other, we might be kind of running out of steam and ready to stop, but we hear other people continuing to praise, and that helps us to continue to move on and to praise the Lord. Okay, praise is wonderful, isn't it? Singing songs of praise. And singing spiritual songs would be like more singing, Lord, you know, I love you, I bless you, I thank you for your word, I thank you for dwelling within me. It's beneficial for all of us, not just us, but again, for the hearer, because we're hearing from one another, you know. And oftentimes we're hearing the Lord's word being praised out or sung out through one another. And we have this faith get built up within us, by the hearing of God's word. So that builds up our faith. 1 Corinthians 14:15 says, I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with understanding. So what Paul is saying here is we sing in the Spirit, and then we hear him. He speaks to us. He touches us. And then we bring understanding to what he is saying. And to what the Lord is doing within us. Okay. Speaking of praise and worship, I just have to say that for those of you, I know many of you were here for the celebration of the burning bush on Holy Thursday, but I think we'd be remiss in not mentioning this since we're talking about praise and worship and we're right in this place. This place was totally transformed into a sacred place for the Lord Jesus Christ. It was beautiful. And not just because of what was changed, you know, aesthetically, but because of what happened when people entered. At midnight, there were still 75 people. We reached the fire code maximum.